the tinkering of the edges. You know, we were accused of nanny state. This is really nanny state when it's about we won't let them buy Kentucky Fried Chicken, but we haven't put the resources into giving them skills that would enable them to find their way forward in life.
It would be a bit more than that, though, wouldn't it, for that group of people? Because if you said you were going to pay their rent and their power, which I imagine would be, 67% of their outcomes, wouldn't it? It's a bit more than saying, well, you can't have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I think it's a lot more than that. Obviously, there are a range of things that they say they're not allowed to buy, but most of those things are illegal anyway. You're not allowed to buy alcohol, you're not allowed to buy cigarettes under the age of 18. But look, let's focus on it. This shouldn't be about politics. This should be about making sure that our school leavers have a proper transition from school to work. I spent Friday with Dale Williams down in Otrahonga. He's run a program for 7 years, and that program doesn't let kids drop out of the system. It gets them into skill training. It mentors them so they complete their skill training. The model is there to do it better. I think this other issue is more about politics than about changing people's lives.
Dan Williams is a great supporter of the policy, though, wasn't he, yesterday?
Oh, he said
pretty much exactly what Transitions is doing.
He said that he thought it was a positive step. He also said, when I was speaking to him, that there is an absence of a skills strategy and an absence of a plan that will ensure that our school leavers actually start their lives, their working lives, on the right foot.
How have we spent $152 million on youth unemployment and measures around youth unemployment, and yet it's never been higher?
Well, the truth is, it's the number of people under 24 that are on unemployment benefits is 8 times higher than when this government came to power. That tells me that it's less about changing the way young people think than it is about providing them with skilled training opportunities and ensuring that there are jobs. Most young people want jobs.
Is the government failing those 58,000 young people?
Well, I think it is. I mean, there was a youth guarantee scheme, and the opposite has happened. More and more young people are left out in the cold, unemployed, without the opportunities for skilled training or for further education. And we know if you leave them in that situation, where that ends up.
Do you think that employers are going to be willing to pay a 17-year-old $15 an hour, which would be the case under your government, wouldn't it?
Well, if the job requires the same skills, whether you're 17 or whether you're 37, then they should be paid the same. If it's about an apprenticeship training or a proper youth training scheme, then you get a training rate. That's different.
So you don't think that someone who's leaving school at 16 or 17, whether that's right or wrong, whether they should be doing that, they're trying to get into the workforce, you don't think that they're going to be hampered at all by a legal requirement of $15 an hour?
When I left school and went straight into the freezing works, I got paid the same at 16 as the guys that were 57 working doing the same job as myself. That's the way that it should be. Equal pay for equal work, not discriminated against on the basis simply of age. If it's about skill training, then that's different. But if it's simply about age, it's not on.
Do you think the government missing the point here? Is the government missing the point with its tinkering around the edges with benefits?
They're missing the point, but the thing that's lacking here is jobs, and the other thing that's lacking are skill training opportunities to give young people the skills they need to take up the jobs. It's as simple as that.
But isn't this a sign of what's going to come? I mean, it's 2,600 people or so for now, and after the election everyone's going to be on food stamps.
Well, you know, I suppose if they're arguing that a 16 or 17-year-old can't manage their budget, then maybe they'll extend that argument and say that somebody that's 37 can't do the same thing. And there's plenty of people at 37 that might not be able to manage their budgets. What it should be about is making people able to work by giving them skills and ensuring that the jobs are there. So those two things are the essential items.
But this policy is aimed at a very specific group of young people who have basically fallen out with their families. And back in 2006, your government recognised that and actually made changes where you introduced much more hands-on case management of these.
Yeah.
Isn't this just a step further because they still seem to be falling by the wayside?
Case management makes a lot of sense. And between creating jobs, creating skilled training opportunities and case management, we got unemployment down to 17,000, the number of people actually drawing the unemployment benefit. But jobs were there. Skilled training opportunities were there, and they were being properly managed. Of course you need skill, you need case management. That's an important part of it. But making a decision whether somebody should be buying Kentucky Fried Chicken on the $12 pocket money that you allow them at the end of the day, seems a bit silly to me.
Do you think that the 16, 17-year-olds should be able to just do what they like with the coronavirus?
Well, within the law. And within the law, they're not entitled to buy cigarettes, they're not entitled to buy tobacco, they are entitled to buy Kentucky Fried Chicken. But look, $167 is the amount that you get on an independent youth allowance plus an accommodation allowance. That basically covers the very necessary needs that you have in terms of food, power and the other necessities of life. We don't want kids to stay on that. We want them to get skills, we want them to get jobs. But the focus should be on skilled training and getting them into jobs.
Do you have any issue with the government contracting out the case management to NGOs, and do you think $20 million is going to cover it?
Well, I'm interested in outcomes, and I'm interested in the best outcomes that we can get. But if somebody's paid to get those good outcomes, I'm not sure why you'd be paying them more in order to do the job that you're already paying them to do. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Great. Very focused interview today. Good luck in getting home.